Bela, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to have you on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so before we start, we have some of my team members here. So I'll just briefly introduce them before we get into the interview fully. Yeah.
Okay.
There's Abdurrahman, he's from Jos. He's a music enthusiast and one of the co-founders of the Notorious Podcast. And then we have Ebun Bello. She's a member of the team at Jaguda. She's our social media handler and a blogger also. And then we have Peter. Peter is also a blogger and a columnist at Jaguda.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll be throwing in some questions as we proceed.
Okay.
Yeah, so Bella, tell us what motivated you to start music. Like, give us a background of who Bella Shmurda is before we get into the details.
Okay, while growing, I used to have this inferiority complex. So the only way I could express myself was through music, was through singing. You understand?
Yeah.
So that majorly was a big motivation for me. Because I want to be that strong person. I want to be that strong-willed person. You understand? And I think that's made Bella Shmurda. That's made me.
Okay, so what influenced the name Bella Shmurda?
Okay, I like this American rapper Bobby Shmurda back then with the GS9. You understand? So I took that Shmurda, and my name is Abiola. So I changed that to Bella. I coined that to Bella. So that makes you Bella Shmurda. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
so
cool. Okay, that's nice. I think when back to Bobby Shmurda, when he was released from After Serving Time, did you see like the whole social media trend trying to like call for collaboration with you and Bobby?
Yeah, I see it. Shout out to the video.
Yeah.
So definitely, I'm going to the US soon. So I'm probably.
Okay. So there's.
Yeah, there are
so
chances.
There's the Bella, so Bobby,
We good on that.
Oh, okay. So there's the Bella, Bobby Shmurda collaboration coming soon.
No. We're working on it. It's in process.
Okay. That's great. So who will you say has been your major influence, or who influenced your music the most while growing up?
While growing up, I listened to this African contemporary music. You understand? Which is the likes of and Wasira and the likes of Pasuma, we have the Juju music, we have Sonny Ade too. Sure, you understand. So moving up to that, we have Badu Snare, we have Risha Femi, we have Wizkid and all of those people. So these people are major influence, these people are major inspiration. You know, they are people you can look up to. You know, they are mentors.
Yeah.
And you know, they do this appropriate thing perfectly. So, you know, I'm like a successor, I'm like a predecessor. You know, to this thing.
Oh, great. Who will you say gave you your first big break? Who is responsible for your first big break? Like, who do you owe your first big break into the music industry? Who do you owe it to?
Shout out to Olas White, that's my school. Shout out to Pokoli, that's my brother. Shout out to Badu Snare. These people made Bella Shmurda. These people were the influence. These people were my people. These people were my supporters, you understand, and they are still my lovers. So Badu is the big influence, Pokoli is a big influence. Where I come from, Okoko Michael, is a big influence.
So that's great. So at this point, will you consider yourself a successful artist? And considering the period that we're in, will you how will you say you've settled in the music industry?
I call myself work in the process, you know. I'm not there yet, I'll be there. I'm not the best yet, you know. So I'm trying to be great. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be me again. So I can't tell you I'm perfect at this stage. No, I'm still moving. I'm still working. I'm still trying to get better. So better days ahead.
Beautiful. So how did you take the Headies Award? I see you're cool with your peers. So were you a little bit disappointed? Were you okay with the results?
What I would say on that, majorly, this is music. It's supposed to be free. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be nice. Music is supposed to be happiness. You know, music is supposed to be a point of connection. So I don't see any problem, man. There can't be two firsts. You can only get one first. You can. And I'm doing well in my lane. Everybody's good. Shout out to Oxlade. Shout out to everybody on that list. Everybody's doing well.
Okay, beautiful. If you did not do music at this point, what else would you have done with your life? Because we saw that you just finished school. Shout out to you on that.
Yeah, I'll probably be struggling as an artist and as an historian. Because I went to school, I studied history and international relations. So I'll just probably be someone somewhere doing something else. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there plans for service now that you're done with school?
Definitely. You know?
Yeah. So how does it work for you? How were you able to cope in school and then doing music at the same time? And then you're a big celebrity, you have big songs out there. How is it? Do people treat you differently because you're Bella Schmoda, or do people treat you differently because you're one of them as a student?
Shout out to all that's right. It's not easy. I'm trying to balance it. Sometimes, most times I feel I'm graced. Most times I feel I'm blessed because not everybody could balance this thing. Not everybody could make it out. You understand? But definitely there are plans for service. I'm going to serve, man. I'm a graduate. So it's a short thing. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then what inspired your sophomore EP just came out, High Tension 2.0. Yeah. Can you like briefly just walk us through the inspiration and then just give us like a summary of the project?
Okay, High Tension 2.0 is a continuity of High Tension 1. Okay,
yeah.
So High Tension 2.0, High Tension majorly means a lightning thunder strike, you know. And I take myself as a strike, as a thunder, as a tension, you know. I do me, I do with me. You understand? So majorly, High Tension 2.0 is for people to enjoy. I give like, if you're a lover, you get a lover feel. If you're a street boy, you get a street boy feel. If you are naughty, you get a naughty. That's all on High Tension 2.0. So. Majorly, I've been doing collabs all around. So I just feel I should do this just me on the tracks. I need my people to feel me. I need my people to connect. Just me, no mixed feelings.
Yeah. Now Afrobeats and then Afropop is like really making it big internationally. We have Wizkid doing it big, Burna Boy doing it big, Davido and Olamide and the likes. Is there like a challenge for you? Like, do you see it as a feat that you want to achieve in future? And how do you plan to
definitely. These people are my mentors. So these people are people I want to be like. These people I always want to go with. You get me? So these things, they are challenge to me. I want to get better. I want to get bigger. I want to be, you know, you understand me. So definitely, yes.
Yeah.
These people are inspirations. They are motivations. So I can't take that away.
Okay, beautiful. So what has been like your biggest break in the music industry so far? Like what has been the highlight of your success so far?
I don't have highlights yet, you know. More to come, still yet to come. Bella Schmoda still coming.
Yeah.
So just wait for the highlights.
Yeah, and then what futures should we be expecting in the future? Like, who are you really hoping to work with? look both local and international.
I'm hoping to work with everybody good. I'm hoping to work with everybody doing well. I'm open to everybody working hard.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So considering the nature of the economy, how would you advise emerging artists to handle the development in music? Because times are hard, upcoming artists are having it difficult. So what would be your advice for them?
I'm an emerging artist. Okay, I'm still emerging. Yeah. Okay. So definitely I'm still in process, and other people too are still in process. So the only thing I would say is know what you are doing, know who you are. Okay. Know what you really want to do. It's simple. It's tit for tat. You have to be ready for it. You know, you have to be strong for yourself.
Okay. Bella.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah. You and just like a couple of weeks ago.
You say.
You and just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Was that your first time in the North?
No, that's not my first time. I've been in Abuja. Abuja is also northern parts of the country. I've been to Kano. Yeah. So I think just is another place in the North.
Yeah, and what was your experience like? Because there are a lot of artists and experiences from Jaws. Were you scared being here, knowing the stereotype that people have always had about Plateau State and Jaws? Were you a little skeptical? And what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I was actually scared, to be sincere. I was scared, but at the same time, I have to link up with my fans. You know, I have to see my people. You know.
Yeah.
I have to preach this gospel, so I have to be there.
Yeah. How was the experience? Did you get like the reception you were expecting?
Yeah, it was all love. And it's crazy. Okay. Just people came out. The popping was crazy. Abuja, that's home. I'm always bopping it. You get me? So yes. This is home, man. So we're winning. We're kingdom.
Yeah. So when should we expect the Bella Shmada album?
Anytime, man. Anytime. You can wake up tomorrow morning and see my album house. Don't be surprised.
Okay. So Bella is consistently working. That's just what that means there.
No, Bella has always been a worker. You know.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So Peter, are you there? If you have any questions for Bella, anyone, Ebun, George, Abdul, anyone who has questions, could just go, and then if there are none, we just wrap up.
Hi, Bella.
Hey, what's up, babe? What's
good? I'm good, man. So good to have you on here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for honoring our invitation. So recently you had a link up with
kids. I can't hear you.
Was really all over. Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Now?
Yes.
Awesome. So recently you had this link up with Wizkid, you know, where he gave you money and it was really all over the blogs. And now we're asking, should we be expecting a Wizkid collaboration very soon? Are we seeing something from you and Wiz very soon?
Okay, definitely I went to Ghana, the vibe, we did our thing. It's Wizkid and Bella Shmada, you get me? So, expect unexpected, you know, this is tension. You get me? This is tension, so just expect unexpected. You know, whatever you want, just
okay, wait for so it. We should if expect the unexpected. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. So now, besides the music, what else does Bella do, like, in his spare time? Because, you know, you said something about having, like, music has been, like, your escape because of the way you grew up. And now, like, you've gotten that break. Everybody knows who Bella Shmoda is. So what else do you do for fun, you know, during your spare time? Or is it just the music?
Hi. What do I do for fun, man? Sincerely, I meditate, you know. I try to walk around. I try to see nature. I try to observe things. I try to educate myself. I try to know better. You get me?
That's nice.
So in
that's
my leisure, nice. In my leisure.
So you're just someone that likes that your me time with nature, you know, calm and serene.
Yeah. I like the calm and serene thing. You know, that's nature for you. So I try to go through that, you know, because it's crazy out there.
So this is my last question. You know, last year, like, COVID hit, and it was really bad for a lot of people financially. You know, no concerts, you could not travel. Of course, things are getting better now. But what would you advise, you know, other artists coming ahead of you or presently when it comes to finances? Because I know it was a tough time for people that year. You know, everybody was looking for ways to just
patch
things
up. At the point in music, you have financial issues. It's a normal thing.
Okay.
Understand? Uh-huh. So no common artist should think about that. They should just work. They should just try to get that music right. It's important because that's the money. That's the end of the game. Yeah.
So I'm good on my end. If anybody else has other questions, thank you so much for answering my question.
So anyone else? Peter? Okay, Abdul is here. Okay, Abdul, over to you.
Yo, what's up, Refty?
What's up, brother? I was good.
Bella, what's up?
I'm good, brother. I was good.
Good, man. How you doing?
Fine.
So tell us about Bang Bana Republic. Are you like the only artist? Do you own it?
Like I always say, my fans own Bang Bana Republic. My lovers, Bella Shmoda supporters.
But you established it, right?
No, I'm the frontier. Do you know what is frontier?
Okay.
My people established it. My fans established it. I'm just the frontier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. So are you the only one signed to Bang Bana Republic?
Bang Bana Republic is not signed to anybody. Anybody is not signed to it. Everybody is just working according to fit.
But are there any artists under the same Bang Bana Republic? Because I don't think I have heard any.
We don't have any artists yet, but we have artist friends. We have Fola, we have Sheyu Vibes, we have the likes of Jamo Piper, we have some. Everybody is Latani Bile, Bado Sne. We are friends to everybody. I'm friends to everybody. Yeah.
So, I saw clips of your show from Joss, and obviously you had fun. I don't know. Are you going to return here anytime soon?
Am I?
Are you going to return to Joss anytime soon? I'm sure you enjoyed it. I saw the clips.
Joss is a good place. Joss is a place that needs to grow. Joss is a place that needs to be shown to the world.
Yeah. So Joss is another the world out to your colleagues to always come around.
Yeah. Surely.
I'm sure they are scared of coming down here.
No. Never scared.
And you should consider working with Joss artists too.
Okay. You have some names. You can call for me. I can write that down. Oh, yeah.
Let me hear them. I do.
Okay, give me some artists so there I can follow them.
This Tonero guy.
Tonero.
I don't know. Yeah, Tonero.
Okay. Okay. Okay, no problem. We're good.
I don't know, Rafi will take over.
Okay, no problem, my brother.
So I think maybe next time you're here, you should consider working with people.
Okay, definitely, my brother.
So I might just have to send a couple of names to Bella's management. So
yeah,
they can send to
exactly.
You, probably
exactly,
listen to some
exactly,
of their work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, so, we need to connect.
Yeah, we should, because Davido always says we rise by lifting others. Just has been left behind,
definitely.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. Someone grew me up. Someone helped me. People helped me. So definitely, I will be glad to do that.
That's great then. Do we have anyone else who wants to ask Bella questions? So we just wrap up so we don't waste his time. Anyone else wants to go? Okay. In the absence of any question, I'll hand over back to Gracie, our host. And thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Bella.
Yeah, my brother.
Yes, please. Bella, do you have any closing words then, just before we let everyone go?
Okay, everybody should stay safe, you know, and wear your mask. I think the corona is still outside, but not in Lagos, sorry. So, so everybody should preach good gospel about Bella's mother. Please, get me?
Yeah.
So everything, yes. I need a good Bella's mother out there. So I know you guys can do it.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. Respect to everybody. I love you.
Yeah, respect, man.